Welcome to my podcast, Listen to M. I'm your host, Emlyn, and thank you for listening. I just want to say that I really do appreciate everybody who takes out the time to listen to my little old podcast. It really means a lot to me. And stick with me because there are better things coming. Today was an interesting day. It was actually like a pretty regular day. It was pretty smooth until, you know, so I'm on my way to the corner store. I know I picked up my kids, made a little stop. I'm on my way to the corner store to get my little wrap. You feel me? I'm about to take my ass home. And it started pouring. I'm reversing out of the parking. When I looked and I put my fucking foot on reverse, and I start to slide back, boom, I hit some shit. I was so fucking mad. Like, I was just like, is this real life? Like, are you serious? Like, again? What the fuck? There was nobody there. So then I get out the car, I'm mad as fuck. Well, not mad, but I'm like, I just jumped out, like, fuck, like, here we go, like, we gotta do all this fucking shit. And, whatever, the guy's like, I beeped. I'm like, what does that mean? Just because you beeped, I was supposed to stop, I didn't see you. I was beeping, I didn't acknowledge you clearly, so why would you just continue to go? Because, like, I mean, I'm not gonna give my fucking street location, but literally, it's like you reverse. And you, it's like out to the street, but it's the opposite direction, right? So I'm reversing. I'm not going out the street. I'm like reversing to hit a left, which is like not on the street. It's like in the parking lot type of thing. So it's like you could only like go like reverse out, like turning your wheel to, what the fuck? Turning your wheel to the... Yeah, to the right so you can be facing forward, right? Like, that's what I was doing. He sees me reversing because he said it. But I beeped, right? And I was like, what? I said, oh, it don't even make sense. But anyways, long story short, he called the police. And then he was like, it really wasn't that bad. I made a little dent in his car. But he saw that I had my kids and he let me go. Like, he was like, you know what? Like, you can just go. Like, it's really small. Like, you're here with your kids. And I was like, wow. I said, listen, don't gotta tell me twice, baby. I put my kids back in the car and I said, let's go. And I was out. And I just had to be like, damn, like, at the end of the day, like, I don't know. I don't know if it was his fault, my fault, whatever the case may be. But I'm just blessed and, like, highly favored because, like, I didn't have to go through this whole big process. Nothing happened to my fucking car. Fuck, I drive a Cadillac, bitch. That shit is fucking, it's fucking bolt. But it just always, like, little moments like that always, like, put things into perspective for me. Like, I wasn't really having a bad day. I was more kind of, like, in a whatever kind of mood, you know. Like, I was neither here nor there. But, I don't know. I got home and I was just like, you know what? I'm thankful. Like, I'm blessed. Like, I don't know. I just always feel like somebody has my back. Or I have been feeling like that lately. And, I don't know what the circumstances or the reason for that happening was, but, and maybe I might not ever know, but I'm really a firm believer on everything happens for a reason. Maybe if I would have left earlier, something bad would have happened, maybe to him, maybe to me, like, you know, I just, things like that to me is fate or destiny. Like, we were all okay, it wasn't nothing grand, and we were just able to move on from the situation, and that's kind of how I go about my life. That's why I always talk about it, perspective, and just the way you view things, because that's really like how I feel. But anywho's, that's just a little bit about my fucking day. Mind me as I spark my blunt. This past weekend too, I was at like this car. It's also like my sister. So this past weekend I pulled up. She's basically like my little sister. It's like my daughter's aunt or whatever. I've known her since I was 15. I'm 27, so it's a pretty fucking long time. But posted something on Facebook, like, I need more friends or something like that. And I happened to hit her up. And we went up there, we matched up, we chose, we were able to talk. And it was, like, one of those talks where it's, like, very, like, therapeutic, you know, like, you're just talking about shit. And it's, like, sometimes, like, you don't even need advice. You don't need anybody to, like, tell you about yourself or your life. Sometimes you just need somebody to listen to you. And that thing was definitely one of those things. Also, like, you know, we just came to, like, understandings about certain things, you know, about issues with each other. But really, that's not where I'm going at with this. But, you know, she told me that she hasn't really listened to my podcast, but she does watch my Instagram little stories that I post, or I try to post every day. But just about, like, perspective or whatever, you know. And something that she mentioned to me was, like, she's like, I feel like sometimes you're a little repetitive. And I said, yeah, I understand that. But it's like, it's, I talk about these things because, like, this is where I'm at with it in my life. Like, this is how I view my life. So it's easy for me to talk about, you know, my viewpoint and how I look at things. You know, I can talk about that shit for a while. But she's like, I don't know, because she's, like, dabbling with some ideas. And she was like, you know, like, we're both moms and all this stuff. She's like, you don't talk about that type of stuff. You don't talk about, like, you know, other parts of your life. You know, you talk about the way you view things, but you don't really talk about that type of shit. And she's right. You know, I don't know if I like talking about myself, or if I don't ever want somebody to feel sorry for me or look at me the type of way I feel like I want. I don't know. Cause I feel like I've been through a lot of things. Don't, like, get me wrong, I feel like I've lived, like, a blessed life. Like, you know, I have people I love, I have my kids, you know, I'm alive, well, all stuff. But I had a lot of pretty low points in my life. I experienced things that I never thought I would go through, never thought I would do, never, like, nothing at all. excuse me. And one of the things that really has shaped my life, gave me purpose, and it's something that it's also like an experience out there. I never thought I would be experiencing it this way. You know, like, when I was younger, and I was able to think about raising a family or what I wanted when I was little. You know, I don't think I ever really put too much thought into it or how I wanted to go about it. But, you know, I never thought I would get pregnant my senior year of high school. I never thought I would have two different baby daddies. I never thought, or baby fathers, because some people are like, oh, that's so ghetto. But, like, I'm sorry. The father of my child, like, that's just so long sometimes. Baby daddy just kind of, doop, comes out faster. Whatever. But y'all know what I mean. And I just didn't think that I would be doing it alone. And doing it alone, for a majority and most part, bro, I've been struggles, you know, and I guess it's something I don't like to talk about because it's some, like, it's a vulnerable part of me, and that's just tough because it's like, as a mother, you always want to give your kids the world, you want to give them everything, you don't want them to struggle, you don't want them to see you struggle, you want to make their world so perfect. And, like, I get, that's crazy, I'm getting so emotional talking about it, but, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, with my daughter, it was such a different experience than with my son. You know, with my daughter, I did get pregnant with her my senior year of high school, and, you know, everybody thought that because, like, I was pregnant my whole senior year. I think, I probably conceived in August and graduated in May or June. She was born June 7th. One moment. Um, Issa. You know, one of the things that with Isabella and like getting pregnant with her when I was 18 is, you know, at that time, like getting pregnant while in school was like such a big taboo thing. It's something that was never expected from me. But it really did shape my life because she's the reason why I am the way I am. Why I push myself so hard, you know, like, oh, you get pregnant, you're gonna drop out of school. Fuck no, I didn't drop out of school. I fucking graduated with my fucking pregnant ass stomach. I was still doing the most. I still went on my fucking senior trip, even if I didn't get to do shit. Used to go to chorus. I was in chorus, and I would fucking go to my to church performances with my fucking stomach. That was so embarrassing. People look at you like you crazy, like this girl. Yeah, she's really the reason why I definitely started fucking going like 10 times harder in my life, you know? Literally, I stayed with my daughter home for a month, and I was working at Puerto Tropical at the time, and I worked my whole pregnancy. Like, I was working in that bitch since I was like 15 years old. Like, literally up until the weekend I had my daughter, I worked. After being home with my daughter for a month, like, my daughter's dad probably only worked the month that I stayed home, and then I know he lost his job, but I felt like I had no choice but to go back to work. And I also knew that I wanted something more, and I didn't want to be working at Puerto Tropical for the rest of my life. No, not as no cashier. Like, it's not something that I wanted in my cards. I know I couldn't live off that for my daughter. I didn't even really know what I wanted to do. But I think I wanted to be a nurse because that's what everybody wanted to be. But like the thing that was like hot then and it was like so easy to become was a medical assistant. So I went to school for it. Like literally I was working and going to school for the whole first year my daughter was born. I didn't realize until I had my son how much I missed out with my daughter. Like, the little... I love my kids, obviously, both the same. But the bond that I have with my daughter is more so, like... First of all, I was firstborn. You know, like... And she's, like, my thug. Like, my thugga-thugga. Like, she always used to ride out with me. And, like, she was just always there for me. Such a little person, but always there for me. Like, I don't know. I love her so much. Like, with her, it's like we, in a way, we grew up together, and she's grown up with me. And that's why, like, people don't understand. Like, some people see, like, how we are and our dynamic and how I am with her and how she is with me. And, like, they'd be like, oh, you know, like, I think she's my friend. But it's like me and her have such a deeper understanding about each other. Wow, I love you. About each other. Like, only me and her know what we've been through because she's been there with me for damn near all of it. You know, like, times, and even, like, fuck now, like, times where, like, I have no fucking money and I can't do it. Like, when we're going to, when we go to, like, when, like, there was a time, yo, where, like, I literally could only afford, like, a $2 chicken by box. You feel me? And, like, that was dinner type shit. Like, the things that me and my daughter, like, have gone through hand in hand, and, like, people wouldn't even know the shit that we've gone through. Or, like, just, it's deeper than rap with me and her. And that's why I don't give a fuck and I don't care what people say or think about me as a parent or a mother. Because, like, at the end of the day, I will go to the end of the world for my daughter. Anything that I can do for my daughter and my son. It's crazy. Because, like... You know, like I said, like, me being a single mother and, like, raising my kids is, like, I just didn't think I was gonna have to do it by myself. And I have love and I have support. I'm not gonna say that I don't, because, like, my mom, she's been there for, like, both my kids. You know, my daughter's family, like, you know, they, like, relationships that I've never had with my family, like, she has. With my son, it's a little bit different. You know, like, oh my God. With my son, it's a little bit different because I feel like all he has is me. And he has my mom. And he even has, like Tasha, she's so good with my son, like, and thinking about him. And, you know, it's crazy because, like, if people know me, the fact that I have a child from somebody else is, like, beyond. So, it's, like, all of us in general didn't know how to deal with it and go about it. I mean, personally, like, how I go about it is, like, that's my baby. Like, that's my child and mine's only. And, you know, I don't talk about these things on my podcast. And it's, like, the first time and I'm, like, fuck. It's so hard to talk about. And I never talk about it because, first of all, I don't like being, like, vulnerable. No. I don't like being vulnerable or emotional, like, because it's, like, I don't want nobody to ever think that, like, I feel bad for me or for my situation or any of that. Like, I don't need sympathy from nobody, you know? Like, so it's something that I don't talk about or mention because, like, I don't know. I just, like, that's not... I don't live my life like that. I don't live my life like, oh, my God, I didn't think this was going to be my life, but look, like, this is it. Like, this is my life, and, like, it's not what I expected it to be, but I'm doing it, and I do my best. You know, like, it's just different. Like, you know, I see, like, two people, like a mom and a dad, or a family, or somebody who's together with their significant other, have kids. Like, I see people struggle, you feel me? I've seen my parents struggle. I've witnessed all this shit. You know, it's different when you have somebody. When you have somebody that can, that you go through things with. You know, as opposed to doing it by yourself. And, oh, God, I'm, like, all tongue-tied. It's completely different, you know, like, struggling with somebody, or, you know, like, or with your husband, or, you know, the person who's supposed to take care of your kids with you, like, it's just different, like, doing it with somebody and doing it by yourself. And I think it goes over a lot of people's heads, and I don't care. But the things that I've, like, had to go through, or, you know, or just, like, be short on shit or not be able to do certain things, or, like, you know, because of, like, certain situations in my life is why I am the way I am. And I love the way I am, so I would never change it. You know, like, I appreciate life in a whole different way. And that's why me personally, I don't sit here and I don't give a fuck, you know, about being decked out in the fucking latest or having my fucking eyelashes done, because, like, I've been at the bottom, yo. Like, I've been there, and not just been there by myself. I've been there with my kids. And I know, like, listen, I know, like, I make things look so sweet and so gravy, because at the end of the day, my mentality is that I'm going to overcome everything and anything. And as long as I have that, I'm good. You know, but talking to Tasha, she was like, you know, you never talk about, like, something else, you know, like, and, like, these are my struggles, you know, like, they really are. And, but the thing about it is that, like, yeah, they're my quote unquote struggle, but at the end of the day, like, they're my blessings. Like, these circumstances, like, they are the reasons why I am the way I am, and I look at things a little bit differently. Like, you know, you will never know, like, what it is for your child to be, like, telling you they're hungry, and, like, you don't have shit to give them. Like, oh, people want to be like, oh, yeah, you know, you could always come here and come there. Like, no, like, that shit does not always go like that. You know, like, first of all, like, I feel like my kids are my responsibility, and, it's just not anybody else's responsibility. And me personally, is like, if you know me and I do tell you my business,
you know, whatever somebody wants to do for you, they're gonna do for you. Like, that's it. And I just, I don't know, I don't pity myself and I don't feel bad for myself. But, you know, being a single mom, it's very hard. You know, being a single mother of two kids with two different baby daddies, that's hard. That's a whole thing on its own. Like, you know, it's just, and it's not always like rainbows and butterflies. Like, it's really not. You know, why I value experiences and I value people is because, you know, like, I've been up, I've been down, I've had it on, I've had nothing. And, you know, I want to say that one of the biggest lessons that I've learned from my daughter and, like, why our relationship is the way it is because my daughter has been with me when I have nothing but a fucking air mattress and a fucking empty-ass apartment that I'm telling my mom to keep my daughter because I don't have shit. Like, and, it's crazy just because I really and truly, I don't like thinking about shit. I don't like to dwell on shit. I'm very, like, enjoying the present and the moment and thinking about my future and how I want to build it. You know, but I just remember this time where, like, literally my mom came and she brought my daughter to an apartment I just got. And it was empty as fuck. And I literally, all I had was an airbed. I didn't even have a cell phone. I had a cell phone, but it wasn't on. I was using, like, fucking free guest passes at Xfinity Wi-Fi. Like, you know, like, my mom would just have to knock and, like, hope I'm home type shit. Like, I didn't even have a car. Like, people just don't understand. Like, people really, really don't understand certain things. And, like, you know, I'm very humble. Like, and I love it. You feel me? I love my struggles. I love the times I haven't had a car. You know why? Because when I, like, when my car, I have an older car now, but my car, you feel me? Like, the other day, I had a flat tire and I had a job interview. I don't want, first of all, I was broke. I didn't have no Uber money. let me just be quite frank with you. I didn't have no Uber money. I have no money on no card. And I had quit my job all fucking willy-nilly. Like, just was like, stop. I don't want to go no more. And fucking, I had this great job opportunity, which is the job that I'm working at now. Thank God. Thank the universe. But I hopped my ass on the fucking bus. Oh, first things first, yeah, I hopped my ass on fucking, like, took three buses. Wait, one. Yeah, I took three buses to get to fuck. I live in, anyways, where I live doesn't matter, but I hopped on the bus, took three buses to get there. The lady said I could meet with her, as long as it was before 11. I got there at 10:45 and she had left, or she had a meeting, so she couldn't see me. And anyways, I came back the next day and I met her and I got the job. Like, the whole hurricane came. But anyways, my point is that, like, if I would have been bougie as fuck and not hopped on the bus and not fucking go, I wouldn't have got the job. Like, you know, and that's why, like, I appreciate everything that I've overcame in my life, because that's why I'm able to make the most out of my life now. And if I felt like that was forever, like, those moments in my life, I felt like that was forever, like, I have forever to go. So I definitely look at my life a little bit differently. And being a single mom, I definitely, like, I had to take a break and come back to this, because my son was starting to get lit. And I was like, I had to calm down, because I was getting really emotional. You know, being open about the things I go through, like, I've always been pretty transparent, but, like, going into details about certain things, like, I don't know, sometimes it's too much for me. I don't like to feel shit like that, or I'm not used to it. I don't know, because I've always been, like, the tough guy. But I appreciate myself a lot in my life now. And it's why I'm able to downsize and why I'm able to make certain sacrifices in my life now, because, you know, I just don't have forever to go. And I can't be in this poor me mindset when I have two beautiful kids. that look up to me, like they're mine. That was interesting. You know, sitting here and just like reflecting about myself and my feelings and my life, you know, that the same reason, like, why I honestly am like, whoever is for me is gonna be for me, when it comes to jobs, friendships, situations, like, I don't, I'm not petty. Like, the things that a lot of people be worried about, like, all this dumb shit and being up under, like, under other people's asses and, like, all that crazy shit that they be talking about. Stuff that's just so fucking dumb. And to me, so, I mean, okay, to each its own. In my opinion, the things that a lot of people worry about are not the same type of things that I worry about, you know? It's different when it's not just you. When you have kids, it is different. You know, like, me struggling by myself and me struggling with my kids is two different things. Those are two, like, innocent babies that ain't got shit to do with nothing, and they're just here, you know, on account of me and my decisions and my choices. It's different being a single parent and having to, you know, be the good cop and the god, like the nice one and the bad one. It's just different, you know. So yes, when people come to me about like certain things, or you feel me, or if I feel like people distance themselves from me because certain choices that I make or things that I just don't partake in anymore because they're really not so interesting to me. Like, to me, it's really dumb. Like, I've realized that a lot of times people talk and they know the answers to their problems and, like, they choose not to because, like, it might not be what they wanted to do or might not be just what feels right or feels good or it's not what they want. But it's mostly, like, based off, like, ego and pride shit. It's like, oh, I've been with this person for X amount of years, you know, like, how the fuck dare I leave this person or fucking... Sorry, I curse a lot sometimes. Or, they don't respect me. Like, just, I don't know. The things, people be knowing all the answers about certain things and they choose, like, not to do it. And, like, me, when I hear about these, like, situations, I kind of just, I really, like, I be tuning in, but I really be tapped out. Like, tune the fuck out. Because it's just so pointless and dumb to me. Like, I feel like the things that I value, you know, the, like, my struggles, my obstacles, or, like, all that stuff that comes with everything of being, like, an adult and a parent and, you know, somebody who's going through their own things and still trying to figure out life themselves, like, having to do that, especially not planning to do that, you know, I see things differently. And sometimes it's hard to pretend I care about half the shit my peers be talking about because I'm not there. We're talking about two different things. You know, people think that they're progressing in life just because they fucking hold a job and fucking have all their shit together. That's some people's definition of making it. And it's not mine. That is not the life I want to live. It's just crazy. You know, but that's why, like, this podcast to me, is this one is like, it's a special one because it's like, oh, I really, like, talked about, like, myself, and it's something that I don't do often, you feel me? I'm not really one to talk about myself or look for sympathy, but it's just a perspective, a different side of me, a different side of, you know, what it is to be a single parent, having multiple baby fathers, because I have two. I'm the black sheep in my family. Like, there's just so many things that's like, that are what make me, that a lot of people don't see because I don't speak about it. And it's like, nor do I. I don't know. I just, it's not where my focus is. My focus is my present moment and my future and what I'm building for myself and my kids. I really want to thank you guys if you've listened to this podcast, because it does mean a lot to me. I hope you have a great night. Well, I'm dropping this tomorrow, which is Friday the 13th. It's a new fucking moon. So be fucking weary, because it might be a weird day, but yeah, good night.